A Crystal Beach man who wants to build a dock behind his waterfront house was told no today by the Pinellas County Commission. Dozens of Crystal Beach residents spoke out against allowing the dock to be built before commissioners voted. WMNF's Emily Reddy reports.
Glenn Berghoff says he wants the dock so that he can go fishing with his grandkids. When he bought his house 5 years ago, he said he assumed he could build a dock because there had been one there in the past. But the beachfront Berghoff hoped to put his dock on is county-owned and a public right-of-way. Commissioner Kenneth Welch explained why he was voting to deny the dock.
I think it's quite timely that we have an environmental lands ordinance coming up that kind of speaks to what we're trying to do as a commission. And I think the overwhelming consensus from most of the public is that this is public land that we ought to keep public for everyone. And that's the reason I think we should deny this petition.
Indeed, many in the crowd objected to giving away public lands. Donna Sharpless has lived in Crystal Beach for 4 years.
Does just having a water view give one the opportunity to petition for land to be given to them? If so, I have a water view, even though it's two blocks away. Can I petition to get some land to build a dock? I mean, I don't think it's fair just because somebody can afford to buy a house on the shore, they can be given even more money, as one of my neighbors was saying, by this valuable land.
Calvin Smith said that letting Berghoffen build his nearly 300-foot boat dock would have set a precedent, allowing others to do the same. The nine houses south of Berghoffen's are similarly situated and could ask for the same deal from the county. Smith worried that all these docks would ruin the natural beauty of the beach.
The beautiful scene that they enjoy, that they fell in love with when they moved there, was because there were not 9 or 10 292-foot, six feet high docks with probably boathouses, and with what their house looks like now, they're probably going to want a sunroof on top of it. It's going to destroy the whole beauty of that area. To walk along there and only see the water, the islands behind, everything that's so beautiful there will be gone.
Many of those who spoke out against the dock objected because they believed it would hurt the environment. The county's director of environmental management, Will Davis, said there would be an impact, but the proposed dock was within county standards.
Certainly there'll be impacts. There'll be shoreline impacts where these docks hit land. There will probably be some seagrass impacts from the footprint of the dock over the shading out the seagrasses. There'll be impacts from prop scars. So, yes, we concur there will be impacts, some of which, though, are acceptable under your regulations.
But Davis said the impact would have grown with every successive dock. Pat Edmond is a Florida master naturalist. She spoke out against allowing the dock.
Posted all along the shoreline are signs claiming that the environment, that the area is environmentally very sensitive. I have no doubt of that whatsoever. Having studied coastal ecosystems in some depth, I can tell you that it is indeed a very sensitive area. And while I don't think a single dock in this location is catastrophic, I do think what would potentially follow would be catastrophic.
The Pinellas County Commission unanimously rejected giving Berghoffen the land for the dock. However, Commissioner Karen Seal said the committee might entertain the idea of creating a public pier on the land.
I had an idea along the way, and I have no idea whether the Berghoffens would be amenable to this, but if it were a public pier and granted over to the county, it would seem then that it would serve a public purpose, and then I wouldn't have any trouble with it. And even if there was a ability for boats, community boats, instead of mooring out in the waters and sitting there until it drags to the bottom of the water.
Berghoffen declined comment on the idea of a public pier. For WMNF, I'm Emily Reddy.